Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So many things.
There's a lot happening in the world.
Well, it's just one of those things where, you know, I feel like it's been a very busy start of the year.
Yeah, which usually it's like slow, but it's like right? Hit the ground running.
I'm really glad you said it because I feel really behind.
With what?
Everything. I keep thinking we're in February because that's how it feels. The calendar and all the dates and the flights and all the things.
I mean, we just had to take 20 minutes before this to just like look at our calendars and schedules and figure out how to make it all work.
But well, I'm really proud of us because there's a lot of moving pieces with all three of us.
There is. I mean, you've got, you know, kids.
Yeah, but you've got busier than me. But yes.
When it
I'm not busy.
My husband is. To differ.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're
busy at nighttime.
Daily, yes, yep, you're right. Like, I take that back.
You're driving your kids from here to Timbuktu.
Yeah, I'm an Uber driver. It's fine.
You're also a cheer mom, which I just got to tell you, hats off. Because I watch busy. Your story. Yeah, Kat.
Well, we were talking about y'all's schedules earlier, so it made me feel like
but
I
those schedules
busy.
Aren't my schedule. That's my husband's schedule, and I'm just trying to keep my family unit together.
Fair.
Right.
Aren't we all? Anyway.
Well, you know, it's just because it's like when I hear your, nighttime with the, I'm thinking honestly to myself, I'm like, man, how is that going to work as a co-parent situation too with all the different activities? And I mean, even right now it's hard because I'm like, all right, on the same day there's soccer and baseballs and dance. And I ended up having to, we're cutting dance.
Are you?
I am hanging up the ballet shoes for just because I've seen how good she is at basketball and soccer. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe she's just
I saw
more
that
of the
video
sports.
Of her in basketball and for her age. Mm-hmm.
She's the only girl on the team.
I love that.
Yeah.
Really?
And she was so scared to go. And I'm like, baby girl, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to do things too that have like the same day and the same time with both kids.
Right. That's fair.
That way it's like not running around because it's hard, right? So not having like the other parent like in the house to like help go different places. So
I actually feel this and I have a husband. Okay. But like this, when it comes to any of this, it's all me.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if you guys can't do it at the same time.
Right.
We're not doing it.
Yeah.
We haven't even been able to hang up ballet shoes because we haven't put on ballet shoes.
It's hard. It's a lot. Yeah.
And it's different than when we were little.
You know what's so interesting? My mom, I used to figure skate and she would drive me almost, it's like 45, 50 minutes to this rink, morning, night. She had a full-time job. I mean, no complaints. Just froze her butt off on the stands. But it's like, that's a mom. That's what you do.
I know,
just like you,
crazy.
Kat. Like you're running like the kids. I mean, that's all you do is run the kids. That's a lot.
I love it though.
I know.
You also
do.
Like camp out at like hotels for cheer camps.
Oh,
and
I love it.
Though. You do.
I mean, I get the stress of it and how it can, and it gets stressful, but I love it. I do not know what to do when I have an afternoon, evening off.
I feel like Nick's a great partner, though, with it.
Oh, I could not do it without. Yeah. I mean, hear me when I say, when we were separated, I was like, well, here's how we're going to do this. This day, doesn't matter whose day it is. You're taking this kid and I'm taking that kid.
And pick an activity to cancel because I can't do it. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Okay. So yes. Jolie's the only girl.
Anywho. Yeah. Back to basketball. So we were, she was so nervous. She was crying. She didn't want to go. I'm like, baby girl, if you don't like it, we always say 2 to 3 tries. After 2 to 3 tries, if you're still, I'm not going to drag you here, you know? So that wouldn't be fun for anybody either. So she goes, if you don't like it, let's give it 2 to 3 tries. It's like, that's our motto, 2 to 3 tries. And so.
With marriages and sports and all the things. That's a blanket statement. Oh, I'm
sorry. Mic drop. Literally.
2 to 3 tries. And after that, we hang up our shoes.
Can I have a fourth?
I was about to say, I don't think she wins. Stop at three.
What a
you really left nothing on the field with that one, Kramer. Yeah.
I didn't mean to soft toss, but I'm real glad you caught that one.
Yeah, I really did.
So anyway,
back to Jolie.
2 to 3 tries. And
I just met with your last I met with your last husband, not in marriages.
Well, that's not how it sounded.
Now it looks like a slam. I didn't mean it to be a slam.
It was a slam.
You wouldn't be the first and you wouldn't be the last to slam me, whether, I mean, it's the truth.
But I didn't mean it like that. I meant like you gave him 2 to 3 tries.
Oh,
I didn't know. No, no, like 15 million. Well, like that's
okay. Yeah,
just go with what it
I liked the
like.
Other one. That one made more sense.
The one where I was really awful. I don't like that. That one made it well.
Way more sense.
Okay.
Anywho. So 2 to 3 tries. And so she gets there. Again, it's all boys. And I'm like, all right, baby girl, like you got this. You know, like you're so good. They start going in a line, you know, the little free throw line. She's hitting every single one. I mean, good the coach job. Is even like, whoa, is this like, has she played before? I was like, not a day in her life. Like, I mean, I'm talking not even like a dribble, not even a practice, nothing. So she's swoosh, swoosh, swoosh. And I'm just like, hole. And Mike, so Mike came to the game or practice. It's like a practice and then a game. And he walks over and he goes, I think she's going to be the athlete in her family. Because I look over and I see Jace just rolling, like doing like somersaults. No. Like,
I'm
like,
young.
He's young. Especially for basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard at that
also,
age.
Also, like Jolie is just, I mean, when it comes to soccer too, like Jace will just sit on the field and Jolie's like, she's in people's faces. Yeah. She's like goalie. She's like really defensive and just like, she's a strong, strong person, like a strong player. And so, but what was, I was so angry because at basketball, so it's again, all boys, right? Jolie was open. I go, baby girl, stay open, open. Like she's got her hands out, open. Those boys were throwing the ball over her to another boy.
Don't you monkey in the middle, our girl.
And so I text Mike and I go, are you seeing this? Because he's on the other, it's like, because I'm watching Jason, we're like, and then we switch to go the other one. I was like, are you seeing this? They're throwing the ball over her. Can you please go talk to the coach to be like, you could pass it to Jolie. She's open. She's staying open.
I don't like that.
So, yeah, that sucks.
Over her.
Yeah. And it honestly, it gets worse. Like if you're the player that like may not be the best, they will just not pass it to you. And you got to have good coaching to make
sure.
But
it's not about her not being the best. It's about her being a girl.
Well, and here's the thing too. So at the very end, the coach was like, good job, boys. And I go, and girls.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, all right, if we're going to do this. So after the words, I was like, hey, will you talk to coaches? You know, if not, I'm going to. And I'm not going to like, because I'm going to mommy bear this. And be like, listen, I know she's a girl, but she's hitting more. She's making more baskets than some of the boys. Yeah. So
don't worry, they'll quickly figure out she's the MVP. Everyone will be passing. But I know.
If not,
sucks.
We are all going to be there in our matching shirts. So it's going to get really obvious and awkward. My bad. Yes.
But having said all that, it was one of those things where I don't know why. You know, I was a figure skater. I will never call myself a dancer, but I just, it's not the route.
But you're not a dancer.
Well,
Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. But you know how it's like, okay, I think for a long time I really wanted her to be. Mm-hmm. And having that realization, it's like, she's not going to be.
Yeah.
It was like a little tinge of like,
sure.
Because I go, hey, baby girl, like, do you like basketball or dance better? And she's like, basketball, mommy, I want to do this so much more. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like a little like, oh.
My mom had that with
That's
me.
Hard.
I'm the Jolie. She was like a cheer girl and all the coordinated things. And then there I came, just as Polish and uncoordinated as I could be.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's also like one of those things too. I'm like, I'm not going to be running around town if I
know.
That's why I pulled her out of gymnastics. I'm like, all right, she's not.
Oh, gymnastics wore me out.
Yeah. Because I remember talking to Sean Johnson. I was like, so should I get her like private training? She's like, can she do a cartwheel? And I was like, no. She's like, she should be done.
Just cut that.
Yeah, she should be done. And I was like, done. Great. Like, tell me this. Yeah. I'm not going to be the mom that's like, you have a great voice. And then, for sure.
But otherwise, like, you don't want to be running around. I mean, that's where I'm at with Ramsey with cheer. It's like, okay, like, are we going to go anywhere with this or not? I'm spending way too much time and money for it to be.
Right. A lot of money.
When you're on your third or fourth activity, it's like, all right, time to start cutting. And that's where I was like, all right, well, let's just do like the sports. And so now I'm like, Jace.
What are you up to, buddy? No, he's going to do baseball with Ledgy.
Yeah, no, he's going to do, he's baseball, soccer. Anyways, or we got totally off topic, but with the schedules and stuff. So we're going to New York and Boston. We've got, you're going out with your hubby.
I am.
Making some time with him.
I'm trying this year. His schedule is crazy. He's touring a lot.
And he's got a new song coming out.
He does. Oh, can we please talk about it? Oh, three favorite colors, low cash. Please pre-save now and help our kids go to college.
Yay. All right. So today's episode is all about hot topics. There's some really good ones.
You know what? I need this show because I feel like I live under a rock. The hot topics come in from our young little sweet things. And I'm like, what? Who's doing what? Like, I feel, am I 100?
No, because I didn't really know either until I read.
I didn't really know those either.
I did see one that I really am interested to talk about. The only thing that I remember seeing that came up was about the Boy Meets World, because my mom was like, ooh, Boy Meets World, because that was just our generation watching that. And then I read it. I was like, oh, wow. So let's get into that when we come back from a break.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
All right. So do you guys know the whole Sean Penn, Robin Wright?
Yes, I love them.
I love both of them.
I do too.
I love both of them.
You know, okay, so It says, Sean Penn and Robin Wright together for the first time in years at the Los Angeles airport. They were spending time together over the weekend. The exes were spotted together at Los Angeles International Airport as they carried their bags up an escalator. The actors have both recently ended relationships. Penn filed his divorce from Lila in 2022. Wright filed for divorce in also 2022. They were married from 1996 to 2010, and they have a son, 29, and a daughter, 31. So what do you guys think? Do you think they're back together or just like doing like a casual? Oh, yeah, because this is a cat move.
This is a cat move. This whole escalator double bag.
They got divorced in 2010.
So it's been a while. 13 years.
I don't know. Did you see the photos?
No.
No.
I don't know.
They didn't look happy?
Well, they weren't even really, like, yes, they were together, mm-hmm. but they were coming up an escalator, and she's kind of way behind him with the bag. Like, it wasn't like they were all cozy. So I don't know.
What if they just ran into each other?
They probably
they both had flights out at the
maybe they were going somewhere with their kids.
Well, but I was reading an article about that, uh-huh. and they... he had said that they had very separate relationships with their kids because part of the reason they broke up was they had different stances on how to parent adult children, which I found very interesting.
Oh.
So then I'm like, because that was my thought too. Maybe they were going, and maybe they were, but it sounds like they have very separate relationships
that feel
with
like
their
a,
kids.
A wait, a reason.
Maybe it wasn't the full reason. It was just something that he mentioned.
Kristen's like,
I don't know.
I'm like, if you've made it that far, now we're throwing right. in the towel.
Well, like adult, like... The difference between adult and...
It sounds like one parent uh-huh. really wanted to still parent, even though they were older. And one parent was like, and I'm going to guess him, but that's just a guess. They're old enough. Let them make their own decisions.
What do you think is old enough to make their... Because I think you parent for the rest of your life. Now, I think there's a point where you have to kind of let go a little bit.
Yeah, that's hard.
I don't know when that will ever be for me.
I think you have codependent. To. I think you have to let them. I mean, I even think before they're adults, you have to let them make some decisions. Uh-huh. And sometimes they're going to, you know, sometimes they're going to fall and sometimes they're going to make wrong decisions. But that would be hard. I mean, I don't know.
It is interesting when you think about how people parent differently, right? Because if someone were to come in, because I knew, I mean, that was one thing like my ex and I, we parent very similar. Same page. But if someone was to come in, let's say my boyfriend and I continue down the road, down the path.
I love it when we drop the B word.
Yeah. We go down that path and it's, you know, he's around the kids and what if I don't like the way he parents, like that's a thing.
Oh yeah.
I mean that's
especially
I definitely
like a step parent coming in.
Yeah. Oof.
Mm. Oof. Maybe
I'll you watch Jenny and Georgia?
First.
No.
On Netflix?
I need to watch that. My kid Dang keeps it. Asking me to watch it, and I keep
okay. I'm gonna table it, but that's in that. It's in that Netflix series. Yeah. The parenting
what's it,
difference.
What's it about? Like why
she's a little more free reign. I'm a best friend kind of parent, mm-hmm. and then uh-huh. the stepdad mayor comes in and is like, "This mm-hmm. is how it should be," and blah blah blah.
Well, so he's been. We have talked about it because he has been in that situation before, mm. where he had to step in as a stepdad.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So
for a while.
Yeah, I mean, since, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, because he has two kids.
Yeah.
So, and one of which is from a step-parent situation.
Right.
So he's like, and I told him this the other day, too. I'm like, obviously, like, our world, like, whenever I come to see you, it's like the bubble, like we talked about. But when you are, like, you know, when I'm ready for you to meet the kids and we have a conference, it's like, it's a different thing. He's like, I've already stepped into it. I know. And
I want to talk
he's like,
about
I know what
bubble.
I signed up for. What?
I want to take us to a different hot topic.
Oh, because I.
This isn't on the list.
We didn't even.
I don't know if it's allowed.
Well, can we just say about the ex? I think if they were awesome, I think sometimes it's all about timing. And
I just wonder how accurate it is. Were sure. they, did That's they just catch saying. The same, like, were they just happen to be at the same airport at the same time?
The photos to me didn't scream, oh, they're back together. But also I think that there's a familiarity, however you say that word, to, I mean, it was a 20-year relationship. They weren't married that long, but it was like an almost 20-year mm-hmm. relationship that I also wouldn't be surprised if they're both getting divorced and they have spent some time together. Maybe there's just something familiar. Maybe they are.
Okay, I have a question.
And I think there's something, sorry, to be said about like, I think it's okay to get back together after some time has passed and people have grown. Like, I know I could never do that. With a certain someone, but like some I could. Yeah. Honestly, I could be like, you know what?
That was going to be my question. Are you a girl? This goes to both of you. Because I have a friend who is late 40s and she and a guy friend just keep reconnecting because she's like, I would just rather know what I know and just catch up with him when I catch up with him. Catch up in air quotes. She was like, I'd rather catch up with the same person than go try to catch up with someone new and learn someone new.
I think that's fair.
So are you a person that would repeat the roster, or are you someone that's unafraid to do new territory if you had the choice? Because I always, even in dating younger, was always a repeat roster.
I would say that I would repeat roster to see if anything has changed or if there was a spark. So like there had been, there were two guys that I saw during Hot Girl Summer that I had seen back in my 20s.
That's correct. Yeah. I forgot about those.
And yeah, one was, they're both. And so, yeah, I was like 26, 27 or whatever. And both of them around that time. And so, yeah, but neither one of them, there was like the spark really wasn't there. And so I wouldn't continue just because I had been there, done that.
Was it a letdown? Did you kind of go like, man, I wish it felt like it did when I was in my 20s?
No, because it was kind of affirmed. Because I always kind of wondered like, oh, I wondered if I was in a different place in my life, which I am now, and if we could make it work. And I think it, and I maybe kind of had thought from time to time about wondering possibility. And I was like, nope. Good. Done. Possibility gone. Out the window.
Yeah. Okay. Kat?
Repeat for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously. No, but I mean, I had the same situation I had a similar situation with an ex-boyfriend. Always wondered, went back, and very quickly, it was very quick, oh yeah, no, nothing's here. Great. Okay. We were meant to be friends. See you later.
Yeah. And I'm still friends with both of those guys because it's like there was no bad blood on either side. I think it was just if someone's not going to on both sides don't want to put in the effort or the whatever to work, on top of it and the like feelings, it's kind of like, all right, meh.
Yeah. Move along.
Move on.
Move on.
Okay.
But all right, repeat.
I was a repeater. Keep those numbers low and keep those frequent shoppers happy.
So what do you want to say about the bubble before we move on to the next hot topic?
I think Kat and I would like to talk about the bubble as a hot topic.
Okay.
I love that you just threw me in there as if I knew we were going to do this.
Well, I didn't. Actually, I didn't even know I was going to mention it, but you mentioned that you and boyfriend,
she just loves saying the word.
I do. Are in the bubble. And recently, you were ready to pop the bubble and go public.
Are we going here?
And
Kristen, you are a shit star. I am a little
monster. She's mad at me for calling the other one out.
Kristen. And I just want to talk about the bubble bursting because.
Would you like to talk about my text message that I sent y'all?
We were both on record, very strong.
Jana doesn't just send a text. This is what the people want to know, Kramer.
I'm going to share these screenshots one day just so I can go on record.
We got to be careful. Sometimes I text stuff to you guys and I'm like, you know, because Kramer will go rogue and she'll screenshot something and just tag you in it. Not even like a, hey, can I post this? And I'm like, well.
I wanted to screenshot it. Something awful.
She can bury us both. So we gotta be careful. There's a lot of SHID in there. So Kramer sends, she doesn't even send like a, hey, what do you guys think? She sends us this full movie trailer.
Oh, yeah.
to a song, picture montage of her and boyfriend. And she's like, I'm going to go to Instagram with it right now. I'm just going to get, and I'm like, oh, okay. Whoa. Like, no, wait a second. Did we actually
post that?
Yes.
Oh, well, I have even more strong.
And I was like, nope, no, no. And I keep going, protect Scotland. That's my slogan for all of this because he is Scottish. And I just really feel very passionate about him as a human and I want him protected. She's like, I think I just go in. I could tell she was getting close. And then she got silent on the group chat. And I wrote.
And I go back to the group text and it's like 68 missed messages.
I'm like, no.
And I go, she's not answering us, Kat, because she's busy posting to Instagram. Having she's picking her emojis.
She started it with, talk me off the ledge. So we had every right to come back and try.
That's usually what she says right before she hits post.
I was like, we're literally talking to each other like we're behind her back.
And I go, hey, Kat, it's just me and you.
Right now, Kristen, it doesn't matter what you say. She's not listening.
I go, Kat, it's just me and you on here now. It's fine. And then you went silent. And I was like, you're calling her as a manager. And so then I was like, I'm all here, but I'm just here by myself.
No, what I've learned is I say my piece. And then that's, you know, manager Catherine says her thing.
I just keep using the Braveheart.
What's wrong with the beautiful video I made?
It's precious. It's
so great.
It is amazing.
Which this girl's like, just put it out there, like a month ago. A month ago.
I did not say just put that out there. But you know what?
We have to hold the line.
And when you brought that back to me, I was like, you know what? I am at a place where I'm like, you know what? You are transparent. Mm-hmm. A lot of people love that about you. Who cares about the people that don't love that about you? Be you, be transparent. And I do stand by that. Mm-hmm. But I also do agree to just give some time and protect it for a minute. Mm-hmm. Because of your state, more than anything, because how it can be
your state and your country,
how it can affect you.
Because you're not even together. Like, you're not even.
You are taking a joke out of.
Well, really? I mean, we have to. There's a whole pond and time zones between them.
But what I mean by that.
Catherine knows where I go emotionally. Yes. Like, because people are just mean.
Because people are mean.
Do you guys see that Catherine's touching me? I don't want to bring attention to it because I like it. And it's such a 2023 Kit Kat moment. She's snuggly.
I am.
We've brought her to the dark side.
But now we're holding on too long. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, the video was great. I think that it was very sweet.
And then I knew once I said, Friday the 13th is not a good time to do this.
Good call.
She was like, okay.
She said okay.
I did. I thumbs up it. I think I did.
Yeah. And that's how I knew she was going back to Instagram.
That could have been anything.
But you feel like that might be coming soon? You might let the people know soon?
Yes, but not because here's the deal. Everyone knows I have a boyfriend. That's right. Already out there.
And they're already trying to figure out who it is.
Well, they already did. And fine, whatever. Or I mean, you know, some have. But like, it's more like, how do I say this? People are going to be mean regardless.
Yeah.
So I think it's just one of those things where I'm like, why am I, like, who cares? Like, I know... We're in a great, you know, good place, blah, blah, blah. But like, why, like, people will be mean. Yeah. Again, people will be mean regardless whether I post it, not post it, hold on to it for 6 months. They're going to say the same thing. Oh, this is going to last. Blah, 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 blah. They're going to say all of it, whether I post it today or a month from now, or 2 months from now, whenever. So I think it's just one of those things where we talked about it and it was just maybe when we're together next. I don't know.
That's what I did like.
Yeah,
I agree.
That thought of being together when it happens, so that way you can like
quiet the noise, and then it's over, and then I can post. And who cares? It's like, and it really doesn't matter. But I have liked being just holding on to it and just really,
but also
making a great foundation together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of also want to buddy the outfit too.
Yeah,
yeah.
But also, it's, you know, that's why I said I'm like, but I'm happy and all these things, and that feels great, and I don't need to. But again, I just think it's like one of those things where I'm like, all right, I kind of want to share it, but
I love that. Here, I just don't want anything to kill your joy around it.
Well, people are going to say stuff again, regardless. There will be people that will be nasty and say things. And
I just want you guys to be able to make out after people say nasty things.
Well, and I think
if you can just be together, I think that's smart.
Yeah, as long as we're, that's what I told him. I was like, there's so much noise when stuff like that happens. And again, there'll be noise regardless.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want you to be happy.
I am.
And you are happy.
And even if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to feel embarrassed if it.
You guys are so cute. I want the world to know you together.
Yeah. And again, if things don't work out, I don't want to. I think I was not wanting to do it and hide it because I didn't want to be embarrassed if it doesn't work out. Because I have been so publicly embarrassed with relationships.
Yeah. Mm.
And a lot of that I own. That's my fault because I've been open about them. So that's why I've been trying to stay more private. Having said that, I'm like, you know what? Who cares? Like we love. We fall out of love. Now I have a feeling this one's different, but who knows?
I get a lot of messages though from people that are like, I love how Jana still dates.
Yeah.
Well, like I have one of my girlfriends is a mom, a single mom, and I think she's in Seattle now. And she even wrote to me the other day and was like, it's so inspiring to me because I just get so nervous. And then I see Jana just go for it. And I'm like, I'm going to do this.
Well, what do people expect you to do? People don't expect you to have relationships to date.
People just like, they create these narratives.
They create their own. Yeah.
And it's like,
I could never do
what
you do.
Let me show you the narrative, mm-hmm. you know, in something that's like,
I could never do it.
And I think getting to a place to, guess what? Everyone thinks they know your life. They don't. You know what it is. And just being confident.
Yeah. And I think that's where, and the boyfriend has done a really good job of being like, I could give two craps about any of that stuff. And he's just like, all I care about is who you are today and, you know, mm-hmm. us together. And so I feel like even if there was noise, that he's a safe place to land.
Good. And I do think your noise is so canceled inside of yourself that like it's not going to be as noisy as it ever was before anyway. So
yeah, because I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
People are going to be mean. And
and they already know. It's
we can go like back to our other hot topics. That was just a hot topic. That's that.
Thank like you. The people need
to know. Okay.
I go rogue and Kramer's like, great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
You know what I will say, and this is a kind of a goes along with this hot topic because Channing Tatum calls breakup from Jenna Dewan terrifying. He did talked about the end of his marriage. And I will say what I love about, and I also want to mention to Anna Kendricks because she talked about how her ex, and this was on the Armchair Expert Dax Shepard's podcast about. How she made embryos with this guy, this boyfriend, and he cheated on her. And it's like, I love how celebrities that especially have like Anna and, you know, Channing, it's like people that have always never really shared a lot are kind of giving you a little piece of
behind the curtain, mm-hmm.
behind the curtain. And I think mm-hmm. it really humanizes. And also is like, hey, Anna Kendricks was cheated on too. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's just nice to like have other people kind of talk about their experiences too and relate for other people as well. But it's interesting because they got married really young. So I also, it's like feeling like you had to, he goes, I think we told ourselves a story when we were young and we just kept telling ourselves that story no matter how blatantly life was telling us that we were so different. And then, but when you're actually parents, you really understand differences between the two of you. And so with Kat, I mean, you got married really young. So mm-hmm. it's like, is that, do you understand kind of that story they were telling each other?
Yeah. And I feel for them because I think that that's a hard, yeah, people change so much mm-hmm. in those years, you know, when you're so young. But I also think, and I don't know their situation, so I'm not saying what they did was right or wrong or anything like that, but I think that you can be very different and also learn how to navigate that as well, mm-hmm. which I didn't, was kind of hard for me. I mean, like, yes, we're different, but we do parent the same. Parenting different, like we talked about earlier, would be hard. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, I mean, people change so much in that time. And I think you have to figure out, you know, can we find our similarities and deal with our differences and be the people that we are and be together, or can we not? You know, and obviously they figured out that they couldn't. And it sounds like it was good for him. I think mm-hmm. He had some good time with him and his daughter, and it was yeah. a good thing. So
I feel like I was young the first time, first marriage, mm-hmm. youngish, how 20s. Like, I think 26.
Yeah.
That feels young still.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, especially these days, it definitely.
Yeah. And we were together for almost 9 years, I think, total. But
yeah.
I was in love with this person who, when I met him and I was 24 and he was 19, was like, I could be smitten with that personality right. and that whatever.
Of course.
But then when you get to like 8 or 9 years later, I mean, it was vastly different. Mm-hmm. And to a point where you're like, well, shoot, like, you're either going to meet me where I'm at mm-hmm. or this is just not going to work. I mean, that's where we got to.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
He was okay being okay. And I was like, oh, well, I thought, I mean, this was okay when you were 19.
Right.
This is no longer okay because we need to like move yeah. to the next season.
Yeah.
Seasons have changed.
And I think people can do that together.
I do too.
It just takes a lot of work and compromise and figuring it out. But also, I think it takes strong people to realize, hey, we're not going to be able to do this. We're not going to be able to get to that mm-mm. point, and we need to move on.
I feel like I have a lot of empathy for them too, because it's probably really hard because they were the golden mm-hmm. it couple. Oh, you know, I remember stunning. When I saw that they got divorced, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because you just,
they're so.
They're the king and queen in
you
high school.
Believe
you know
that oh, they can
so
they can do
together.
It. I can too.
Yeah. So it's you know. But I'm curious, like how when it comes to parenting, and which will kind of lead into the next one with J Lo and Ben. But how do you think? Like, how do you guys evolve and build your relationship through parenting?
I feel lucky because we parent so similar, mm-hmm. and also Preston really trusts me to just kind of take the lead on a lot of it. He's gone a lot. I'm alone about at least 200 nights a year. So I'm the default. I mean, we do a lot of talking, obviously, but like he kind of just trusts me to know what's best. Mm-hmm. But we do. That's one thing I feel like even when the other stuff can get really marriagey and gross and noisy, that's one thing we always just do well.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful because I have friends of mine that are like, oh, we parent so differently and yeah. he's contradicting me, and you know, and we have had those times it has not been rainbows, but like we have had those times where he will say something and I'll like later say to him, don't do that in front of them again, mm-hmm. you know, and I've had to apologize for doing the exact same thing to him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we've had that too. I think for us, we do parent similarly. I've always taken the lead. As the kids are getting older, I've asked him to take on more, not of a lead, but like a bigger role in that and helping me, because I'm realizing now it kind of makes me the bad guy.
Also, your ages are like all hands on deck ages.
Yeah, they are for sure. But I like don't always want to be the bad guy. And that's not because he's not willing to. He will. It's just because I've always been the one to set the rules, say yes
oh,
or no,
I feel
do
this.
All. And so now I'm like, man, I'm kind of like, I'm the one always saying no. So now I'm the bad guy. And oh. so it's tough.
My daughter told me that I am, Dada is the fun one. And I am the yes, ma'am, mind your manners and yes, ma'am,
yeah.
mama. And I was like, ugh. Yeah. And he's the guy that comes off the road with like toys and.
Yeah, yeah no, I mean, tough. I can relate that to that for sure. Cause it's like, you know, Mike has them every Wednesday and then every yeah. other Friday, Saturday. And it's like, something happened the other day on the phone where Jace, he constantly gets out of it's like an hour and a half now routine to like put him down to bed, mm-hmm. and he's like, well, he doesn't do that at daddy's house, and I want to be like, because he's only there.
Like the ratio is
one day a week right. And then every other 2 days. So it's like, it's hard for me to be like, ugh, cause it's like, because they for fun over there. It's yeah, more, it's fun. More fun. And that's where it's like, you know, that's where Jace will start to say like, oh, I like daddy. I'm like, well, you know, I'm doing my best.
Yeah. It is hard though. Cause it's like, even when Preston's home, bedtimes are a little later.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like I'm so naggy, but I'm like,
oh, same.
Okay, it's that time. Uh-huh, okay. Like I'm like the fun police, yeah. You know, it's not cool.
Yeah. We just have to communicate a lot about it. But I will say too, answering that question, we've always, our marriage always is strengthened through family stuff, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I've always felt close, is through family time.
Yeah. Oh, same.
And like that core to four. Me, like I will take us five doing something over a date night any night, and I will feel that much more connected. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've had to like learn that. He has to learn that about me, whereas he's more connected just me and him.
I wonder.
And I'm getting there, but
guys are just kind of like that in general.
Yeah. Well, because it's like it's sexy for us to see the men as like good dads, and like you know, yeah. I think that is a woman thing or a mom thing for sure.
But. Well, he loves one-on-one attention. Preston does.
Yeah.
So. If there's no kids to distract my hands true. And I can just yeah. have my hands all over his yeah. sweet little Leo, I'm mm-hmm. a king feelings. Yeah. That feels good to him.
Yeah.
Speaking of kids, though, and blending families, Jennifer Lopez says blending families with Ben Affleck has been an emotional transition. Now, she doesn't really tap in. I love that she said this. It's been a phenomenal year, like my best year, I think, since my kids were born. And I just, I love that. But that's I'm 53, curious.
53, right?
Pardon me?
Isn't she 53?
She's 53, yeah. And then the kids from, so there's 17, 14, 10, 14-year-old twins all in one house, emotional transition. And I was wondering, I mean, she doesn't touch on the emotional transition, but I feel like you almost don't have to take it negative. You can go, all right, it's probably a beautiful thing to finally feel like a family. That's where I'm going to take
That's
it, right?
I think that, yeah.
Because the other side of it is, and I remember talking to my niece and nephew about this, or because I asked them when they were here, like, hey, what's something that I can be aware of? And or where do you think some of the, not issues, but like areas where you fell into depression or anxiety? And it was the having to be in the different houses, like of different spouses and stuff. So my brother got remarried after, and then after again, it was like difficult, moving. Right? Because they were like being pulled from like familiar. And that's kind of like how, because Jen had her kids with A-Rod's kids. So I remember that being a real emotional. Remember that whole thing she showed? It was so sad, like the kids like crying. And so, you know, hopefully that emotional transition was like, this is a beautiful, we're now finally after all these years together as a family. Mm-hmm.
Does that make you nervous at all, thinking terrified. About that in the future?
Absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
I mean, literally terrifies me thinking about how, because I've done a really good job of not introducing the kids to people. And obviously they haven't met the new boyfriend. Having said that, you know, the boyfriend and I are talking about future things. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm like, it makes me excited. And it also makes me scared for you just never know. Right. Yeah. And with kids, and it's like, I don't want them to be in a place where their ground is not as steady as possible. Mm-hmm. Like I want them to be so secure, solid foundation. And I'm in charge of that.
Mm-hmm. But that's why I think it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Cause I feel like you put so much effort into that piece that I just don't know how it couldn't. Like I just was sitting here as you were saying that thinking like, okay, if I'm Jolie and Jace, but I always know you're the anchor
mm-hmm.
if I'm them. Like you make such an effort to make sure that they know.
Right.
And that they feel that way. And you provide consistency even in a world of inconsistency because your career is inconsistent, but you still make it consistent for them.
Right. And like, sure, I want to believe in the true love. There's a side of me where it's like, one side is like, love of my life. I'm so excited. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have a family. Like, right. There's like that piece. And the other side is like, Jana, be real. Things happen, you know, you don't. This can happen again. Oh my gosh. And so then those doubts and fears kind of creep in. And then my concern, I don't care about me. My heart's been broken a million times. I can deal with another broken heart. I will be fine. My kids, that's a different story. They're older now. They understand more, mm-hmm. you know,
Well, and they're, it's not like you're dragging them to other houses. It's not like you're, I mean, they know where they are. They are here. You know, if they are to meet your future boyfriend, like, it's going to be okay no matter what happens.
Yeah. And you're qualifying him first. I mean, you're doing due diligence this time. This isn't like a, this isn't hot girl summer. This is like, okay, legitimately, this is a person I'm making an effort to see.
Hot girl summer. Right.
Just to clarify.
They've only met one person.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like those people never, they were never in and out of their orbit. So for them, it's been a long time since they've met anyone. Mm-hmm. And you're doing such a diligent job at like qualifying this human to make sure he fits for you and then make sure he could be a fit for them. Like, I think it's slow and good.
Yeah.
And off of social media. Just to circle back.
It's going
to
be
for maybe
so
another
fun.
Week. Maybe, maybe I'll give you a tidbit because he might be able to come in. So who knows? Maybe.
It's going to be posted before this.
No, it'd be the next episode. So we'll see. But
I mean, I can't imagine blending a family. I've said that to you before. I just realized my water bottle.
I could see where it would just be such a mix of terrifying and exciting.
Yeah, like there's a piece of me too that I'm like, man, like
how amazing,
how cool would it be to like come together as how they are, like come together as, you know, just yes, we are a family now. We're a strong family of three, but there's so much more love to be had and given and shared. And
aren't Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker doing that and doing a great job?
I feel like everyone's doing a great job, right?
Yeah. They are.
Y'all are doing a great job.
Separate. I don't know if they're living together.
I just remember their families feeling like
they're all together.
Kris Jenner's like the queen of blending families anyway, so.
His kids are older though, which is
boyfriends or Travis?
Boyfriends.
Okay.
Like Travis's. They're older. So it's a different, and that's another piece too, where I'm like, hey, are you sure what you're signing up for? Mm-hmm. Like you are coming into a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. Like they're my world and this is different. This is a different bubble.
And are you sure you're ready for the older kid?
Me?
Yeah.
Bring it.
I know. You'll be great.
I love.
You
like,
do.
But there's both sides of it. Like you're also going in with, you know, other kids.
I'm so happy
too.
My kids are going to have Aunt Jana that loves older kids because I like these ages a lot.
Oh,
terrified
so I love
of cat's ages. All of it terrifies me.
I don't know why, but I just have a feeling. And I'll be fine.
Everything's going to be great.
Don't worry.
Blend the families. Grow the teenagers.
Now we're not even worrying about posting. We're just blending families.
Yeah, I moved them in.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Speaking of getting older, David Foster said it's a little bit different raising a toddler at 73. I can offer him wisdom. So David Foster is...
I don't know why.
73. Like, of course it is. He welcomed son Renee, 23 months in 2021 with wife Catherine McPhee, 38, having already raised six adult daughters. Allison's 52. So his daughter's 52. His oldest daughter's 52.
He has a 52-year-old and a 2-year-old.
And a 2-year-old, yeah. I had all daughters until my son, and I love all my daughters immeasurably, but having a son is a little bit different.
At 73.
The music producer is also having to get grips with the idea of parenting in later life. So,
most people are grandparents.
I mean, like, and then some. Yeah, because I mean,
like, shoot. Preston's parents are around that age.
Like, adult grandparents.
Like, a great grand, like, my great grand, like, no, because, yeah. Yeah, they're like 80, 82 is a great grandparent, so. Do you agree with his sentiment that he has learned to become more patient, has more experience in parenting at an older age?
Well, I'm sure.
Probably, yeah. Uh-huh.
Just in life, I think, at that point, right?
Also, there's a 35-year age difference between him and Catherine. Does age really matter after your mid-30s?
Ooh, 73.
My biggest gap was 19 years.
Same.
And
20-something.
And that was vastly different. But I was young. Like, I was 20 and he was 39.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a huge...
Uh-huh.
I just don't know. I feel like I'm going to lose a lot of fans if I say what I want to say about it.
Say it. It's your opinion.
Yeah.
That would be really hard for me.
Oh, well, same. Why?
Because it wouldn't be hard for him. Is that too dirty? Oh!
Talking about the penis not being hard. Oh, you got it. Okay.
I got it. She's talking about the penis.
Thank you for explaining it to me.
I just feel like I'm like, what's going on at 73? I don't even know. I can't imagine walking that.
And I feel like you would be, if you're not like, just if you're sexually, also 73, I just mean, it's like, okay, like you get it. But when you're 30,
right? That's what I'm
like
saying.
In your prime.
That would be really hard for me. Like, I think, okay, so Preston's parents are about 74, 75-ish. So in my brain, that's like I have to go to.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, They're more. They're not older than my parents. They're not all created equal either. Which, you know, not all 73-year-olds are 73. My husband doesn't act his age, I don't think. So, but gosh, 35. Like, you are young and vibrant and wanting to go to dinner and probably stay up past like 8 o'clock. Well,
most people, not necessarily us.
You know, I've always loved older guys.
Well,
older is one thing.
You know, let's go back to Hot Girl Summer when there was one guy that was older and I was all about it. And you were
like, how much older though?
How much older was he?
Who?
I just remember the situation.
You had 73 and 35 is a big difference.
I really liked him.
Oh, he was 50. Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know.
But that's not
that was
crazy.
Because I wasn't attracted to him, but it was he was a big CEO, and I was like, I've never dated anyone because of money, and I'm not going to start now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that was only 15 years or something.
No, he was 56.
I mean, like getting up there,
but 18 years,
and he wanted to like go out to dinner with me, and I was just like. And Catherine's like, but think about the jet. No, and I'm like,
I think we all had our own little motives. I wanted a boat out of the next one, personally.
I'm just saying, why turn down the first date?
I mean,
you weren't attracted to him.
Well, I feel like I'm not being well spoken when I say this.
Pardon?
I feel like I'm just not being well spoken when I'm saying this.
So you're just saying, we got it.
No, it's just like, that's a huge difference. 35 years. That's essentially like if you were. Whoever you're marrying is mm-hmm. born right now.
Well, if you put it that way.
That's a lot of difference in life.
I don't know if I could ever. Okay, so like when you look at like, I think, isn't whose boyfriend is like super young? Is it Cher's? So I can never date a young dude when I'm in like my 60s or 70s. I could never, I don't think I could ever do that. Now, if I'm Cher or Madonna, like, but still I couldn't do it. Why, you're looking at me, I could have sex with them.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because you're going to be in your 60s wanting sex, and these men are going to be done, and you're going to be like, I'm going to need the young guy.
I just couldn't do that. I just feel like there is such a huge quality of life difference at that point.
It depends what you want, and that's the thing, right?
I think
Catherine has always dated older men, and I think, I don't know if that has something to do with, so like I dated the older guys because I had like daddy issues, right? So that was like my thing at that time. Now I don't really, I'm not really attracted to older guys anymore, obviously. But yeah, I think, so she's always kind of dated older guys, just like one of those Olsen twins. I think she did as well, mm-hmm. older. And so I think there's just this difference in, right? Everyone loves different people.
Yeah.
And where she's at, she might not care about doing the fun things at 30, whatever. She just wants to be a mom and
sure.
be.
Listen, I like older. I just don't like oldest. Uh-huh. That's my official statement.
I say love whoever you want to love. And well,
yeah,
that
I'm
makes
not
going to
age discriminate. There's a, I'm, I don't.
Depends on the person. You never know.
73 is not going to do it for me.
Probably not me either.
So moving on to.
Everybody hates me now.
A 72 year marriage.
We are really.
Wow. We're just getting older.
No, Bonnie.
Our next topic after this is a 104-year-old woman. We are just climbing the age timeline.
No, anyways. Wife of Boy Meets World, William Daniels, was devastated by open relationship early into 72-year marriage. So Bonnie Bartlett Daniels is opening up about the painful start to her 72-year marriage.
72 years.
I just find it so interesting we're talking about this now.
Well, because I'm going to circle back because now people are being more open and honest.
Okay. And they're just now talking about that the fact she that probably, they had an open marriage.
Can you imagine back in,
that's true.
So back in, listen, struggled as a couple after tying the knot in 1951.
Oh yeah, you could never
People
have.
Don't talk about their feelings
people
back then.
Open marriages then?
Well, revealed, I guess it was a little bit of an open marriage at first, but that was very painful. That didn't work well, and it was a time when people were doing that. Oh. It was at a time in New York when there was a lot of sex and a lot of people doing all kinds of things, you know, very free. But I don't know if there was a lack of commitment a little bit, and that's not good, so she continued. So there was a lot of pain connected with any transgression, with any extramarital thing. In her new memoir, Bartlett Daniels, who we might have on the show, by the way, at some point, revealed she never felt guilty about extramarital affairs because I never felt tied to fidelity, and neither did Bill. She admitted to having an affair that lasted a few months with another actor in 1959, but her husband's affair with a New York-based producer in the early 1970s ultimately left her devastated and changed her outlook on the relationship. At that point, she could no longer tolerate any kind of open marriage. And I think it's, remember when we had that conversation where if the girl can do it, but when the guy does it, it's like, I don't like this. This doesn't feel good.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, it's your man.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, y'all know where I stand, so I'm not even going to like have much input on this because y'all know I don't, like, I could never be in an open marriage. Like, I'm never. Like, the boyfriend, I'm like, you lie, you cheat, I'm out, peace out. Like, I believe in forgiveness and I'll forgive you and we can be friends, but I will never let someone into like my atmosphere because I know who I become, don't like it. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't want to ever do open. I don't want to see my boyfriend, husband touching ever. Another woman. I don't want to touch that person. I want to love and cherish this human how I've ever always wanted to cherish someone. So
all mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is where I get real. Like we get Detroit. Yeah.
It's Detroit.
Like this is like love.
Yeah.
Having said that, I get that people want, or whatever works for you, you guys do it. But there is something to be said when the woman can do it, but when the man does, it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
When you say open marriage,
okay,
can that mean they are, does that mean that they are just going off having other relationships, you not included? Or can that also mean y'all are both going and having relationships with other people?
I think you can do both.
I think both. As well.
Yeah.
Because okay. That also feels different in a weird way.
I also think there's different restrictions per couple.
Right.
Like you can only do it together.
Right.
Yeah. And then, or only these certain acts you could do. but not this.
But then if you're going off on your own and have like what I think of as an open marriage where you are literally like, can go have sex with the, you know, with somebody else and that person's not included, that feels so much more like cheating to me.
Mm-hmm. You know, like months, they're saying months.
Yeah. I mean, that just feels like affairs. It doesn't feel like, but I mean, I understand that that's the definition of an open
marriage. We have friends that have an open marriage.
Wow.
And as long as he comes back and tells her what happened.
Oof, yeah. Just
and I'm like, oh, that makes me want to get sick.
But I mean, if you agree, and that's where it's hard, but we like have we talked had about, that conversation. Yeah. Yeah. But it gets to a point where it's like, then it happens to you and you're like, wait, that didn't feel good. And you get to go change your mind. I remember us having that discussion. It's like, you get to go back and go, guess what? Doesn't feel good anymore.
Mm-mm. And it's hard to gain back trust from an open marriage back to a full commitment. But but as long as you guys are on the same page, it can be done. And that's mm-hmm. why, like, I'm always like advocate. Like, I do believe marriages can survive infidelity and all those things, but like it has to have like so many levels of empathy and trust and work and letting go of things and be, you know, really like doing the healing work.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's not an easy road, which is why I also know who I become. And that's why I'm like, I'm out. No, I will never do that.
I mean, a jealous person, you know, and I would be jealous.
Yeah.
Hands down, I know I would. And no one likes a jealous person, you know.
Jealous, insecure.
Jealousy and insecure. No. Yeah,
which I can say I for sure have been jealous and insecure in plenty of relationships. Mm-hmm. But now I'm weirdly not in this one, which is so strange because he lives how many thousands of miles away from me?
Interesting.
I trust him with, I'm like, zero. Like, isn't that weird?
Oh, wonderful.
He makes you feel safe in that way.
Yeah. Well, and I guess I've done the work too where I'm like, all right, you've got a lot to lose if you did and peace out.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
and I'm good either way. Yeah. Like, I'm not anxiously attaching onto this human.
Oh, I've lost my anxious attachment.
We're losing our anxious attachment.
I know.
You guys, rest in peace, my anxious attachment. And now I feel like my husband's like, oh.
Yeah, he better be worried. Anxious attachment. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I was like, no, I'm good either way. I'll make it. I'll be fine. I'd be sad. But I know I'm okay. Yeah, that's a different.
It's a great place to be.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Wildly intimidating for someone who's used to you being anxious and anxiously attached.
Well, that was kind of Nick and I. He was, I would say, probably anxiously attached. And it took him being like, guess what? I'm fine. I'm good. Like, it took him a minute to get there. And
that was like, wait,
skirt. Let's come back. But it's just, it is intimidating.
Catherine going on her little weekend rendezvous, not anyone knowing. I'm like, what?
Dating Nick and we didn't even know. She's like, I'm busy this weekend. Do not disturb. We're like, who's she with?
I'm like, can we do that again?
I was talking to, we haven't really talked about it. I mean, we can if you want. But one of the I was talking to Nick the other day when we went to go look at the house that I'm building. And he was, I said, what did I say to him? I said something about, you know, how's it going? Like things, you know, things feel good. I go, I know you guys are probably out of that honeymoon. He's like, man, that would have been, so I wish we could have like stayed in that forever. Oh, yeah. He goes, that was the best place.
Yeah.
It's like to like that fun sneaking around. Like
it was. And it's like, I think also because we got married so young, like I don't remember like even dating like
how
that.
How old were you when you got married?
23. Mm. So young. Yeah. So I was 21 and we got married at 23. Had a kid at 25. You know, so it's like, I don't even remember. I was like, oh my God, we didn't. Maybe we did. I don't know. This is just so fun. But yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we meet in the car in the garage.
Oh hi.
Just want to toss that out to any married couples. Feel like they could use a little moment.
And all the
That's hot. That are Where like, are the kids? In the house?
Yeah, sleeping.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like where? Like on a car? Or like,
yeah, in the car.
Like, oh, in the car.
Backseat.
Oh, well, remind me not to sit back there.
Yeah. The only one without car seats, just to keep it real humble and very real.
Also, as the kids get older, I'm also learning, God, it gets harder.
To have sex?
Well, because they just keep staying up late and they just keep like coming in to talk.
Oh.
And like that gets me
And they
mentally.
Also know about sex.
Oh.
So that's weird.
Oh,
like it's like,
trust. Don't you have a lock on your door?
Well, we do, but like
then
like,
they wonder what they're doing.
We did that the other day, and it's like it's locked. I'm like, but they're awake. I'm like, I can't. Like, Kaden's room is two doors right there. Like, I don't know if I can do it. I mean, we did, but I
you did.
But it does. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, it would make
like,
me nervous.
Got to go to bed.
Yeah, we
also
have to
in
sneak
the car. Like that would be my luck that they'd walk
driveway.
Out into the garage.
Driveway,
in the driveway
your neighbors.
in the nighttime driveway.
Doesn't matter. You know that they're
Guys,
seeing
you
it.
You got to keep it alive.
And they all know now anyway. Then, so it's
like, where?
Now my neighbors know too.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Okay.
All right.
Good for you. I mean, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it doesn't matter.
In the nighttime.
Oh, I thought you guys were out of the car in the driveway.
No.
Oh, I was like, in the KB.
No, come on, you guys.
You still know
you
they
have
can
a
tell.
Tramp stamp.
Hey, it used to be Stars.
A star and
it
was tramp awesome. Stamp. It's definitely KB.
It's definitely not Stars anymore.
Oh, you'd be Lord. Rolling by Kristen's house and they're just like humping just on the tramp stamp.
You guys wouldn't even know what that driveway. Is. That's when I used to pick my tattoo artist based on what they looked like, not what their work looked like. Oh, Joey was cute. And now I'm stuck with a 20-year scar.
Well, guys.
Well, I've really done it this time.
I love just chatting.
Same I know. So fun. These hot topics.
I love it.
All right, guys. Well, love you.
Wait, that's 104, or are we done? We capped ourselves at the 72-year-old marriage.
All right. Well, here's to 73 years.
And bursting yes. bubbles.
Of wind down.
And oh, backseat in your driveway. Keep it classy out there, wind downers.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EG, CGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.